This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thomas turns around. Thomas gets onto it. Thomas has uploaded the biggest.
Here he is, Daisy Thomas. G'day, guys. First time, long time.
Good on you, Daisy.
Not true. You've been here heaps. Great to see you, mate. You're looking fun. Fit and well. Somehow you've held on to a tan. I don't know how you've done that.
No, well, that was the comeback. No, come back from Bali. You know how the Bali tan lasts about a week?
Yeah.
The weather's been magnificent.
Hasn't
so
it?
I've been responsibly topping it up.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And that's
nice.
Yeah. 10 or 15 minutes in the sun.
Half an hour with some oil, you know.
No, just won't go that far. But 10 minutes in the sun, it's good for your vitamin D.
Yep.
Don't go stupid, obviously.
No.
At our age, people are getting cancers out of themselves like there's
always
no tomorrow.
Check. Yeah.
Saints Collingwood Thursday night, but before we get there, Daze, Eddie Maguire has gone, as it says in front of me, scorched earth.
Scorched earth.
On the Sydney Swans president, Andrew Pridham.
I read that and all I thought of was scorched almonds.
Yeah, I love scorched almonds.
Scorched almonds.
Yeah. Good go.
They're a must have Christmas day in bowls everywhere.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to enter a room on Christmas Day without a bowl. Scorched almonds.
Nice. Anyway, we digress.
Sydney President Andrew Pridham has continued the debate around turning the grand final into a best of three series. I didn't even know there was a debate. Mm. Arguing the league's missing out on a monster payday.
Mm.
Eddie and Jimmy podcast.
Jimmy Bartel.
Okay, this is Eddie and on the Eddie and Jimmy.
How are you going?
So Eddie Maguire had this to say on his podcast with Jimmy Bartel.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Here's the graph.
New South Wales, shut up. Right? I mean, my old mate Andrew Pridham, three grand finals, he says is a no-brainer. It is if you've got no brains.
Whack. I don't know if he is his old mate.
Yeah. I vaguely remember these guys
going head-to-head over the years.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's strong from Ed.
It is strong.
He doesn't really ever sit on the fence, does he?
No.
He gets more fired up. We've got another grab here, Marty, if you like it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't everyone have a conniption only in 2010 when we had a replay grand final for the third time ever? For the third time ever. Suddenly we can't have a grand final with a replay for the three times that it happens in 125 years. But now we're going to have three every year.
Daisy?
Mm. I'm well in Ed's corner here. I think the one grand final is brilliant. It's not all about exploiting the people for cash.
Yeah.
And I think, the history of the game is one, as Ed said, there's been three drawn grand finals in the entirety of the competition. I love the fact that it's one and done. It gives the underdog, I think, more chance to come out and for a boil over. And for the fans, it's the one game, if your team gets there, you want to attend, you have to attend.
Mm.
Best of three, you'll have people picking and choosing, players getting rested.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And whether that be if your side's winning at three-quarter time or losing, you probably don't get the best product. MCG till 2057, leave it as is. Super Bowl, for instance.
Yeah.
That's the NBA, I get it, because they play hundreds of games across the country.
Mm.
But the Super Bowl, best of one.
Brilliant. No, I can't think of anything that is best of something other than the NBA.
Rock, NBL. Paper, scissors with the friend. That's probably the only exclusion.
One that I hate is the other side of it, which is like the EPL that is just top of the table.
Yes.
I hate that.
You win. But then they've got leagues out to the side.
I know, but it's a top of the table winner?
No. Nah.
I think it's the fairest, the EPL system.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for the best team over 25 weeks, it's the fairest. But you take out all the magic and the mystery and the enigma that sport is.
I agree.
And even like the grand final, the lead up of players being injured, are they going to play? Are they not? Yeah, all that sort of stuff is lost if you go, he'll be right for the second one.
Just a question about the brutality of the grand final. So we've seen Collingwood and Brisbane, and I'm not looking for excuses. I'm a Brisbane supporter, but both of those teams have really struggled off the back of what is the shortest preseason in the history of the game.
Anyone says they're not looking for excuses.
they're looking for excuses. Well observed, Dozier.
But do you think the brutality of that grand final into a really short preseason, do you think that is contributing to the form that they've displayed so far?
No. If that was, that'd be a real issue from your high-performance staff. Mm. They're just getting beaten at the minute, and this is what happens. When you are one of the better teams, Collingwood the best, obviously the benchmark last year, Brisbane as well, people try and figure out ways over the entirety of the off-season how to beat you. And that's what's happening. Collingwood turning the ball over horribly off halfback. Brisbane getting exposed now. They don't have that kicker off halfback in Kadeen Coleman. This happens year in, year out. But I think it's the first time ever the two grand finalists have started the next season zipping too.
Jonathan Brown was talking on Fox's On the Couch about Sydney's recruiting staff and their priorities. He said it's going to be hard to get drafted to the Sydney Swans if you can't kick, calling it no coincidence that they're going well because they can kick. Days, it seems pretty obvious.
It seems simple, but it's such a great point that I think we've overlooked for a little bit. We've talked a lot about how good their players are, but haven't really had a deep dive into what makes them good in that side. And he's right. If you've got a good back line that can kick, it just relieves the pressure. You find a mark when it's all helter-skelter in there and you can find a target and catch it 50 metres out, the pressure relieves. You get 7 seconds, you can make your decision. Then from there, if you can go through the corridor, well, then you turn your defence into offence. Then you connect inside forward 50. I was looking at the stats. They had plus 10 more marks inside forward 50 against the Pies, and they had 4 more against Melbourne in round 1. So that's the most important one. But
you got to get there before you can
Gordon,
get there.
Gordon, Blakey, Lloyd, Warner, Florent, Rampy, and I've probably missed a couple.
They can kick.
They can kick. And you see with Brisbane at the minute, Kadeen Coleman's their best kickoff halfback, which sets up the ground. He goes and all of a sudden the scoring dries up. And you're doing a lot of defending in your back half.
It seems so obvious.
It does,
but it's tackle, handball, kick.
There's a lot of bad kicks in the AFL.
Mark,
and not in terms of if they, you put them out.
Oh, don't talk to me at North about guys that can't kick. Well, Jesus Christ, who was that bloke from Port Adelaide with the mullet?
Jasper Bitter.
Every time he went sideways,
get him off.
I was crying in the fetal position, going, "Kick it up the line, son." And he never did
crying. He never heard me.
No. He never heard me. And also, I never went to the ground for 3 years because I couldn't watch him. They made
me
sick.
And it sounds silly, but there are a lot of bad kicks because the pressure's so high and you have to make either a good decision and execute, or you don't have the skills to execute. You can get found out pretty quickly.
Saints Collingwood Thursday night. This will be an absolute belter, I reckon.
Goodness.
Saints will be feeling like they're a real chance here.
Yeah, and the Pies have probably got one more good game in them in terms of before people just don't have the aura or the, I guess, the respect that you have for a team that's gone out and beaten everyone.
They don't want to go none and throw.
Well, that's it. The fear factor, if you will, is gone pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I did that for inverted.
No, but it was like you were grabbing someone's boobs. It reminded me of Carey outside Crown many, many years ago.
If I've got one cricket ball in this hand and one cricket ball in that hand.
You're ready to bowl.
It's a bloody big cricket. But it is. It's a must-win game. Yeah. We're at round 2 and the Pies have to win. And the Saints, when you look at these games and, as the person in special comments or expert comments, you go through their side and you go, why are they good? They are good because they are honest. They've got a lot of role players. They've probably got 4 walk-up starts to another side. Really well coached. And they just have a crack.
Yeah.
And again, it seems simple, but that's why they're good. So they'll take it right up to the Pies. The Pies will have to be a lot better. Their back line has stunk.
Because they're not a team of superstars, the Saints.
No, I think Rowan Marshall, Jack Steele, Max King and Sinclair, who comes in, I think they're the only 4 without, again,
Wilkie.
Being... Yeah, I reckon I could probably kick 4 or 5 on Wilkie.
Nice days. Even now?
Oh, make it 6.
Sorrento, or are you happy to come into the Metro to play?
No, he'll have to come down. And you need 7 schooners before the game and a meat pie and a dart.
And then we'll see how good this guy is.
Correct.
That's fun. So what do you like? What do you like about Collingwood bouncing back?
Well, the back line has been the issue because they're just not defending hard enough. So Craig McRae alluded to a couple of changes. I think that'll happen, and just a bit of a rocket. This is what we haven't done. This is how we fix it. It's not overly complicated.
Mouth guards in at training days?
No, I was never a big one for that.
No.
Hammies were always tight if the mouth guards were bought out.
Yeah, fair enough. Once a week in a mouth guard's enough, I reckon.
Just a good stern conversation of, hey, let's maybe defend a person before we go proactive positioning.
So you think that'll be what they'll be saying? Beat your man.
Beat your man first, and until you figure out sort of the game and how it's feeling, if we've got enough pressure on the footy, then maybe stand a yard or 2 off. But at the minute, arm across, in front, see the footy, see the man, box on from there.
Okay, beautifully said. Before you go, James Sicily.
Oh.
Cleared to play, downgraded his 1-game suspension for kicking Andy McGrath to about $2,500.
Yes,
$2,500. It's,
what do you think?
Well, I didn't think there was a whole lot in it at the start. When Andy McGrath comes out and says, I didn't feel it, there's probably less in it.
Which helped at the tribunal.
Look, you can't do anything. Let's just table that. Anything that is slightly sneaky or mischievous, a little headbutt from Harms on the weekend on mate,
that.
There's a week. Redmond punches someone in the chest, it goes up to their chin, there's a week. So There's been a large overreaction to these little small misdemeanors, but everyone's on notice. And again, I always look at it from the back end of the year. If you lost a week for that and that cost you a spot in the grand final,
oh my God.
Like,
you'd be ropeable.
You know, a tap on the head that wouldn't knock the froth off your coffee.
I don't mind a fine for this.
Yeah, correct.
He swung his leg. It looked like he kicked a bloke.
Yeah, $2,500
He's not having a week off.
Yeah. It is weird, though, because they are so into the look of it. And that's why these other ones, like the jumper punches, they don't like the look.
Where do we draw the line between this being elite sport and the correlation to, you know, junior level?
Mm.
Yeah, we don't want people pushing umpires and speaking to umpires, you know, because that does carry on. But at some point, you've got to still understand that this is a physical game.
Mm.
The appeal to it from people outside of it, i.e. the Americans, is that, you know, you guys are rough, tough, you don't
wear helmets. Collision sport.
It's a collision sport rather than, you know, it's a collision sport when the ball's live.
Yeah.
But if you touch anyone outside of that, $2,500 or have a week off.
Mm.
I was always one for a big week off because I used to get match payments in the back end of my career. So a week off meant you still got that and the fine not so much.
Find yourself down at
law. You're getting paid to do nothing.
Find yourself down at law before they close Movina. I'll swing down for a weekend. Good to see you, Dave.
Thanks, Daisy Thomas with us.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.